Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
We welcome in at this time. You hear the music. We welcome him in. It's Jeff Capel, Pitt men's basketball coach here on the Fan Morning Show. Good morning, Coach. How is everything?
Good morning, guys. How you doing?
We are great. Well. We really are. Thank you for asking. Okay, let's talk Florida State for a moment and revisit those moments at the Pete. So I thought it was really telling, Coach, that you hear from coaches, you play any sport, they tell you, you can't control effort. Effort is something you can control. Go out there, give me your best effort. You guys go 16 of 46 from the floor, but you find a way to win. Is that the telltale sign of effort when things aren't going well, but you still find a way to win?
I think so. I think it's one of the things we're trying to create and establish as we're trying to establish our culture is one of the main tenets is that we want to be a team that fights and fights together all the time. No matter the situation, no matter what's going on, you know, we're going to fight, we're going to compete. And I think if you do that, then you put yourself in a position, even if certain things aren't going well, where you have a chance to win. I thought against Florida State already has a very well-established culture under Leonard Hamilton. They've been, you know, surprisingly and kind of, you know, sneakingly a little bit, one of the better programs over the last 10 years. I think they're fourth in wins, in total wins. Their culture is toughness and depth and athleticism and length. And so we're trying to establish that here. And in order to do that, you have to create those habits where they become like second nature. And we're taking the necessary steps, I think, in order to do that. Florida State was a great example. You know, that game, we didn't shoot the ball well from the floor. Obviously, they had an advantage over us as far as height and length. I mean, they were huge. They were bigger than us in just about every position. And they also had experience. You know, most of those guys that were on that court Monday night were guys that played key roles in their Elite Eight run last year. But we found a way to win, and I thought we did it because we were tough, we were together. We were able in this game to minimize our mistakes. In the second half, we had a +6 advantage in rebounding against them. And that all was toughness, effort, togetherness, you know, a little bit of intelligence. And so that was a big step for us, and hopefully it's something that we can establish of what we're going to do every time we step on the court.
Jeff, did you honestly expect these freshmen to find themselves this quickly?
You know, I don't know if I expected it. I don't know if I didn't expect it. I don't know what I expected, to be honest with you. I thought, you know, they would be good. I knew that they would compete. You know, I hoped that they wouldn't be afraid. But, you know, to think back in June or in May or any time during the summer, spring and summer, or even early fall, that those guys, that Trey McGowan's would have, you know, in his first four ACC games, he'd have two 30-point games. You know, that Xavier, you know, would be averaging 19 points a game in conference play after four games. I don't know if I would have thought that. I don't know. You know, I certainly, you know, it's not something that I expected. I mean, they've gotten better. I think they've gotten better because they've worked. They have good people around them. As far as my assistant coaches, the upperclassmen on the team, and they have a desire to be really good. And so I think that's why it's happened.
What did you learn in the last 12 minutes of that NC State game that was applicable to the maybe the whole game at Florida State, but especially the second half?
Yeah, you know, it actually reminded me, that game reminded me of the Iowa game, in that, you know, we had a chance to win, but when you're playing against a really good team on their home court, you have to really, really minimize your mistakes. And in that game, we had a 5-point lead. I think it was an under 8 timeout. Maybe it was a little bit before. And we had 3 straight possessions where we got stops. So our defense during that stretch you know, wasn't bad, especially our first shot defense. But we couldn't score to extend the lead, and we couldn't put game pressure on them. And then they hit 2 3-pointers to take the lead. And then, again, we had another miss, and then they come back and hit another three. And so what it taught us is that, especially on the road, you know, you have to be sharper, you have to be more together, and you really and truly have to minimize your mistakes because you don't have the advantage of the crowd to give you energy, you know, when you get into tight spots.
Pitt head coach Jeff Capel with us here on the Fan Morning Show. And, Jeff, everyone's going to point to Trey McGowan's back-to-back 30-point games, rightfully so. But what about his defense and his ability to create turnovers has surprised you, caught you off guard pleasantly, perhaps?
Yeah, you know, it actually has. After the game, I said to my staff, I was looking at the stat sheet, like, wow, Trey has 5 steals. And I was looking at our overall stats yesterday, you know, after, I think it was after we practiced, and, you know, Trey has 41 steals. And I think the leader in steals last year for the whole season for Pitt, I think, was like 26. And so I was surprised by that. You know, I think one of them told me that he's either at the top or near the top in the ACC in steals. And so I was surprised a little bit by that. But again, as we talk about establishing a culture, that's one of the areas we've talked about since I've gotten here, is becoming a really good defensive team, and that becoming a big part of our DNA, a big part of our identity. And our guys have bought into that from day one.
Jeff Capel joining us here on the Fan Morning Show. Follow us on Twitter at 937TheFan, driven by Shorkey Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram locations in North Huntington and North Hills. Now you go to the Dome, you take on Syracuse in a league game against Jim Boeheim and his 2-3 zone. I do a lot of reading, Coach, and I've read a lot about this 2-3 zone. It seemingly forces you to overthink, maybe, yeah, over the course of 40 minutes. Is that an accurate description?
I think so. I think it's very accurate. It's so different, and it's like you know, it's, I would imagine, like in baseball, you're playing against constantly a guy that, you know, is throwing heat, you know, is throwing a fastball, and you go through pitchers that are throwing fastballs or this pitcher, and all of a sudden you bring in a reliever and it's like all a knuckleball, and it's just it's so different, and it's unlike any zone that you've seen. Like, it's not a 2-3, it's more like a 2-2-1, so to speak, but it's constantly changing. And so it's hard to get a rhythm, and it makes you think, it makes you stand up, it makes you hesitant. And they also recruit so well to it because of their length. They recruit size. I mean, the smallest guy in their starting lineup is their point guard, and he's 6'5 with a 6'10 wingspan. And so areas that you think could be open, all of a sudden they're closing out pretty quickly, or they're getting deflections. And normally there are two guards that play the top of their zone. They're normally 1 and 2 in the league in steals. And so it is, and especially when you have a young group. And so, you know, fortunately we have a few days to prepare, and hopefully, you know, we can put in some things and work on some things to simplify what we want to do. Because, you know, teams are really good and players are really good when they're instinctive, and especially when you're young. You know, when you're young and you have to think more, that slows you down a little bit. And so hopefully by Saturday, you know, we have a little bit better feel. Now, we cannot simulate their zone at all. We don't have near the size or anything of that. And so, you know, we're trying to be creative in some of the things that we're doing in practice with guys holding, like, you know, things in their arm, like pads that are extensions to try to, you know, replicate, you know, their length.
That said, I know his personality can be bristly, right? But in the coaching profession, do people look at what Jim has done in Syracuse and say, well, the sun shines like 2 days a year up there, it's in the middle of nowhere, the facility's okay, but he gets players all the time. In inside coaching, do you look at him and just have to respect the hell out of what he's done?
I love Coach Boeheim. I love him. I've had a chance to be around him with USA Basketball in 2014 when I was with the team with the World Cup, in 2016 with the Olympics. And he and Coach K are really good friends, but I got a chance to be around him. And there's no one in our game that's smarter about basketball. Like, he really, really knows the game there's no one that has more knowledge or that has more passion about the game itself and about the profession, about coaching. Like, he's always constantly trying to help coaches, especially young coaches. I think everyone in our profession respects him for what he's done, what he's accomplished, what he means to the game. You know, for the longest time, he was the guy in charge for the youth, you know, for all the youth teams with USA Basketball. And that's no easy task, and that takes up a lot of time, but he loved it. And so, me personally, I love him. I think he's a great coach. I think he's a really good man. And I'm a big fan of his.
I don't want to ask you to look past Saturday afternoon, Jeff, but how much are you looking forward to Tuesday night and the atmosphere that will be in the building?
Yeah, I mean, I'm pretty sure it'll be a great atmosphere in here. I mean, anytime Duke goes anywhere, it's a great atmosphere. But you know, our focus right now is, you know, we, as my dad would always say, you know, we gotta, you know, we have enough to say grace over, you know, and thinking about Syracuse and trying to get prepared, you know, for them. We'll worry about the next one, you know, as we get back on Saturday.
Last thing we'll leave you with, the ability of Trey and Xavier to get to the basket and for young kids to just shed any fear. I don't think we've seen kids just go to the basket with such vigor, with such force in a long time playing for Pitt basketball. Is that something that's learned? Is that something that's innate?
I think it's something that's innate. I think that's something that they just have. I think there's a fearlessness, you know, with them. With Trey at times, a little bit of, you know, reckless. You know, he just goes in there with reckless abandon. He took a really hard fall in the game early against Florida State. And I think he bruised, like, his butt. But, he obviously came back in the game and kept attacking. Like, it wasn't one time when he was hesitant about, okay, I'm not going to go in here and fling my body. And so I think that's just something that's in him.
Coach, we thank you so very much. Good luck up in the Dome. Big atmosphere on Tuesday night as well. We'll talk again soon.
Appreciate it, guys.
All right. Jeff. So good. Yep. Every time we say the same thing, it just – the basketball – the way that he just pours his basketball sense onto you and his smarts, but he's not condescending.
No.
It's just guys talking basketball.
It's a good conversation. And I know they can't look past Saturday afternoon. It's a big game for both teams Saturday afternoon. But Tuesday night – as the kids would say, will be lit.
It will be. You know, this. He started talking about, you know, guy coming in out of the bullpen with Syracuse's zone. I've done a lot of reading. I don't know. I read a lot. Other people have made the parallel to playing an option football team.
Yeah.
When you see like a regular team, so to speak, a regular offensive team, then you play an option team in the middle of your schedule.
Change everything you do.
Mm-hmm. But you don't have a window of preparedness like a football week.
Right.
You just have a couple days. To scout and to look at. I mean, you can obviously sprinkle that in, but it's really tough to just do that for 40 minutes and then break back out of that mold and go play a regular team.
And as he said, if you don't have the bodies to replicate their size, it becomes a big challenge to practice for.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.